Have you been injured at work and need help getting the benefits you deserve? Call me, attorney Steve Marte, at 312-312-HURT for a free consultation. That's 312-312-HURT. I will personally handle your claim from start to finish. Call me, Steve Marte, today.
The Waddle and Sylvie Show with Carmen Black and Abdallah in with you. Last day of spring training. We're going to go all the way till 6:30. Then Connor McKnight's got the pregame for White Sox, Red Sox game two. Let's hope they bounce back. Come on, Giolito, big boy pants time. He's capable of doing it. Connor will join us to talk White Sox at 5:30. We will do Waddle's World in about 30 minutes. We got a bunch of fun stuff, including the hot dog side-by-side taste test in an hour. Abdallah ordered up Portillo's new vegan hot dogs, all plant-based protein hot dogs. Mm.
The garden dog.
Yeah. So we're going to, and we got regular dogs, too.
So side by side.
Do a little taste test.
Yeah.
We'll figure this out.
So which that's is in better. An hour. You scheduled the delivery for 4?
I scheduled the delivery for 3:45. Yeah. Oh, perfect. You know, to factor in Portillo's time.
We'll have some dogs.
What do you think the casing is if it's like an all plant, like just some sort of synthetic?
Banana peel.
It could be.
See what's in the composter.
I was reading about this earlier. I can tell you in a second.
Because normally they use like a sheepskin or something, right?
They usually, intestine.
I shouldn't say skin.
They usually use an intestine, especially because the Portillo's hot dogs are all beef. So.
Right, that's what I mean. Yeah,
here's what's in it. We have rice protein, faba bean protein, beet powder, and more.
You can't put in more. I need to know what I'm putting in my body.
And more. Not always. Sometimes you can just skirt the system by just saying and more.
I look forward to this in an hour. We also have...
Something's going on across the street.
We're keeping our eyes. I don't know. It's State and Lake. There's something going on, and we can't really figure out what it is, but there's a lot of police presence and fire trucks and whatnot.
I think it's something on the CTA.
Go figure out what's going on out there.
Should we send our man on the street, Charlie Bevins?
I'll grab my reporter hat.
Yeah.
When I was a young...
Excuse me, Tom.
The trains are running, so it's not the CTA. It doesn't look like it's train-related, but it would be along the street going east from State and Lake on Lake Street going east towards Wabash is what we're trying to figure out here in the State Street Studios.
East side of the intersection. I don't know.
So as we keep our eye on that, Carmen, the last couple of weeks have been busy for both me and Abdallah. I don't know if you know it. It's wedding season.
It is wedding season.
Everyone's getting married. You know, we have a bunch of weddings that are kind of stacked up because it's like you're flying into an airport and the planes are all getting in a row to come land, right?
One after another.
A lot of weddings were pushed back because of the pandemic.
Sure.
You know, we were at one in Los Angeles over the last weekend where the date was pushed twice.
Wow.
Because of COVID-19 and the pandemic.
But it looked good. The pictures look good.
Yeah, it was a great time. Nice. Shout out to Brian and Sally. We had a fantastic time in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
We have another wedding this weekend.
You guys do?
Yes.
Here.
Here in Chicago. Same group of friends.
Yeah.
Second back-to-back weekends. A lot of people have weddings all over the place.
I'm going to Norway next weekend for a wedding.
Norway?
So Bell's got the back-to-back-to-back. My sister's getting a three-peat.
Yeah. She lives in Norway?
Yep. She's lived there for about 6 years now.
Wow, you're going to... Where in Norway?
Hammer, technically, but we fly into Oslo.
Oslo?
Hammer's like an hour outside of Oslo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Going to Norway for a wedding. Mm-hmm. Look at you.
Back to back.
Yeah, she's
so a lot of weddings.
Right now.
A lot of weddings. Weird. Now, I'm not going three in a row, but I'm taking a week off, and then I've got another wedding, so there's a lot going on, right? Tyler's going to a wedding this weekend, right, Tyler, in the West Loop?
Yep.
In the West Loop. Nice.
First adult wedding.
Wow.
Ooh.
Look at you.
He said that upstairs, and I went, wait, what? Now, you got to remember, Tyler's only 25.
Yeah.
So he's young, and he goes, this is my first adult wedding.
Yeah, first adult wedding.
This is your first friend, basically, that's getting married? That's what you're telling us?
Yep.
Are we all happy with the pairing?
I don't really know the guy. I don't really know him. And honestly, I'm not going to lie, like, I'm kind of shocked I'm invited. Like,
really?
It's one of those.
Wait till you hear this.
And then there's another twist to it.
Yeah.
We used to date back in the day, too.
It's an ex wedding.
Tyler, you dog you. You got invited to an ex girlfriend's wedding?
Yeah.
Are you gonna object?
You should.
No, you don't
you
object.
Mess with everybody, dude.
Create a scene.
You should object.
No, Tyler's just gonna wait in the shadows.
Does the guy know you used to date?
No. So, there's a twist here.
What's up, brother?
A couple of us dated her that are going to this wedding. Yeah, Jesus. There's like three of us.
What in the world? Who is this girl?
He has no idea.
You need a plus one? I can slide you.
What was it like?
This is so much better than I thought it was going to be.
I can't say that.
this is amazing. There are a bunch of Eskimo brothers at this wedding.
Every guy in town? Was it one of those?
She always had someone. Let's put it that way.
You always had a friend? Always had a friend?
Well, you remember that
but
girl.
But here's the thing is, there's
that
a couple.
Guy that was always with a new person?
She's getting married first, huh?
Let me clarify something. When you say you used to date, is this like a high school romance that
high
was
school,
sort of
yeah.
fleeting?
Yeah, that's not
Were you boyfriend, girlfriend for a little
boyfriend,
while?
Boyfriend, girlfriend, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was the relationship ever consummated?
Did you go to a dance together?
Don't let him get off without answering the
question. Oh, easy. Crazy.
All right.
I besmirched the young lady.
Like, are you an Eskimo brother with this guy? Can you?
Yeah.
Can you? Yeah, you are?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
This is great.
This is amazing to me. I've never once been invited to the wedding of like a girl that I ever, I don't think so.
Way. I've never even been asked. I'm not friends with any of my exes enough to be invited to their weddings. Now, Tyler, another question for you. Are all of the former romantic partners at the same table?
Well, I have no idea.
Oh, that'd be great.
But not all of them were invited. There's like three that were and like two that weren't.
I wonder how she was like picking and choosing.
I have no idea.
The three of you should all wear something identifying your brotherhood. And then when the
dress
groom
as
asks,
Eskimos,
he's like, what does that mean?
Like an Eskimo hat? I don't know. This is so much deeper than I thought it was originally going to be. Yeah. I thought it was just,
he's
a young kid. He's finally, the next 10 years of your life are going to be filled with weddings.
Right.
And it's all you're going to do. You're going to go to 40 weddings in the next 10 years.
So many.
I went through that stage. I think most of us did. Black and Abdallah probably.
This is the end.
That's the tail end of it.
Yeah.
I'm done. I mean, I believe it or not, I still have two very close high school friends that aren't married, if you can believe it. But at this point, we're kind of like, you guys are 45 and 46. Yeah. Like,
that's
probably not going to get married. Yeah, kind of like Friedel. Like, they're just, I don't think
why
they'll
would
ever
you do
get
that
married.
Because I'm trying to pressure the dude to get a girlfriend.
All right, well, why are you, he's getting enough pressure from all sides to get a girlfriend.
I'm trying
what
to help
he need
out.
It from you?
Go get a girlfriend. Be in one city for more than a month.
Well, okay, we can give him that information offline. You don't have to out him on a radio station about
Everybody
it.
Knows.
Everybody knows. Tyler, how often do you still see this girl?
So she lives in Michigan now.
Okay.
So I would say, like, she comes back once a summer, maybe.
And usually hang out a little bit?
If I'm in town, we'll usually see her.
Wow.
But it's rare. No more than once a year.
And you also said you don't know the guy.
I've met him a couple times. Really nice guy.
All right, good. So he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
But I don't really know him. None of us really know him. It's a giant mystery to all of us.
How many people are going to be at this wedding?
I think a lot.
Okay, it's
I think a
wedding.
Lot, yeah.
She invited everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody made the cut, or at least a lot of people did.
I mean, think about your list of invitees to the wedding. How far down the list you'd have to get where you're like, all right, now let's go to the exes.
No, there is
to fill seats.
There's no list. They don't make that list.
What do you mean?
There's no ex like that. I don't know any of my exes well enough
to
invite
them. You know how many people I would have to go through to invite to my wedding to get to the point of my stage in life where I'm like, okay, I guess I'll invite my exes because I need to fill seats here at the wedding.
At that point, just take away the seats.
That's crazy.
Save a couple dollars.
I'm trying to think in my brain. I mean, like, at my wedding, I mean, like, never anybody that was like full on. Like consummation, you know? Like,
sure,
maybe some fooling around with a high school friend. You know, that's fine.
Who hasn't really done that?
Like, come on. You know, he could have had a couple of those, but like that.
Yeah,
like,
not a girlfriend.
To have like a full on.
Like an ex girlfriend?
Like an ex girlfriend there?
No chance.
Are you friends with any of your exes, or were you friends with any of your exes?
No. First of all, I didn't have a lot of like exes. I mean, I basically had two long term relationships. You know,
too
and there
busy
were other.
Sports.
Yeah, I don't know.
Doing referee shenanigans at the bar.
There were other just like, you know, friendly encounters and, you know, you had your friends with benefits thing while you were in your 20s a lot. But even then.
Yeah, you know those, Abdallah.
Yeah, you know.
You know those.
Yeah, but I'm not invited to my wedding.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you never. I would never imagine.
All right, so this is what we need help with here. And you can call the show at 312-332-3776. What tips do you have for Tyler going to his first adult wedding?
right? Like he needs to have some tips going. He can't just go into this blindly, right?
He literally do not know what I do not know at this point.
See, like, Tyler needs some advice.
You sound like he's having a kid.
My first tip is object to the wedding.
I mean, or you know, yeah.
I just want Tyler to slowly raise his hand.
No, Tyler's going to wait. He's going to stop by, congratulate the bride, and go, you know, by the way, I'm staying in room 206.
Amazing.
Hand her the room
key. Let you know if you're bored.
She might hand you the room key.
Maybe that's what she's doing.
Do you have a girlfriend right now, Tyler?
No, I'm single.
So you're going by yourself?
I'm going by myself.
He's ready. You're going to hope to hook up with one of the bridesmaids, aren't you?
No, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Are her friends single?
Your main objective should be that, my friend.
Can we get a breakdown on the post-game show, if that's the case?
Yeah, you want to go do a little Twitter space post-game?
It's a smash board.
Did you buy a nice new suit for this wedding?
I did not, no.
But you have a nice suit to wear.
He's a professional broadcaster.
That's true,
he's got suits.
Syracuse, man.
Yeah, he's got suits.
The blue check mark.
When you graduate from Syracuse, they give you a blue check mark, a diploma, and a suit.
That's true.
He's going to be talking to a girl at the bar. He's going to say, do you know who Nick Wright is? And she's going to go, no.
No, I do.
And he's going to go, well, look, I went to school with him.
You know Mike Tirico?
Do you plan on telling one of the bridesmaids that you went to Syracuse?
No.
That you're a professional broadcaster?
No.
They're friends with him. They already all know he went to Syracuse.
I guess that's true.
Right?
Do you know all the bridesmaids then?
I don't know a single... No, because they're all like her friends from college. Yeah.
Okay. College friends.
Nice. Yeah. So I don't know any of them.
This is a great development. And we've got calls rolling in. Tips
right,
for Tyler.
Good.
I'm trying to remember my first adult wedding. I think it was my friend Al, because he got married... First out of all of us, he got married.
I think
young.
It was our friend Zach.
Yeah, our friend Zach, and you and I were completely hammered.
Oh
man, we were hammered before the ceremony started.
Oh,
there's
so
a picture
drunk.
Of us, and I look like 40 pounds heavier, and I am on a different planet. Yeah. I'm so hammered.
We're outside. It was hot. It was so hot. We were outside.
90 degrees.
It's going to be hot this weekend too.
We're two idiots
we're
wearing
Sunday.
Black suits. Like a bunch of jerks.
I had one suit for weddings and funerals.
Man.
And I wore that, and we're just like in the heat, just like you can see the sweat
and the alcohol oozing
out of
you.
Oh, straight vodka.
Tips for Tyler.
Let's go to Scott in Aurora. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, what's up, Carm? How you doing, buddy?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Hey, so Tyler, is he prepared for what's expected as far as what is going to go in the card? You know, as far as cash or check is. Or is he doing a gift since this is kind of a closer friend?
Scott, I literally have no idea what I'm stepping into on
all
this.
Right.
I don't even know where it is this weekend. That's a Saturday project.
What'd she put in the card?
Well, the way I always did it is take a look at the venue you're going to. Take a look, and maybe you can kind of get an idea what the cost is going to be. And just double that for you and the plus one.
But he's going by himself.
He's going solo.
He's going stag.
Oh, you are going solo. Yeah. Well, you can never know. You can pick something up along the way. But I would still check out the venue.
Yeah.
And then try to get a ballpark of what it looks like and then kind of go from
Scotty,
there.
Scotty,
bring a blank check. Bring a blank check and fill it out when you get there.
Here's the thing, Scott.
Thanks,
blank checks. We don't have checks. We
Gen Zers
don't have checks.
Do you think Tyler knows what a check is?
Hold on. That's a serious thing because this is a wedding. Do you have a checkbook that you can pluck one check for the card?
No. I'm screwed.
Because honestly, it was asked of me for last weekend, and I had to look.
I had to find checks.
I had to look.
Yeah.
I had
to go digging.
I had it, but I had to look. The last time I wrote a check was...
Really?
Wow.
For like a security deposit 7 years ago. They
I guess
don't
we
even
don't
take
write
those
checks
anymore.
Either.
Well,
that's
for my sister's wedding, because it's overseas, you can't just cash a check over there.
No, but
so
you
have to
cash.
Yeah, so there. Well, we're getting. She can ask for cash, or did they put a PayPal on their register?
Right.
They're like for non Norwegians or for anyone coming out of the country.
I'm hoping there's like a Venmo QR code or something.
No, that's not going to exist.
Table?
No, Tom, this is what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to. Here's what you're going to have to do. Go to Walgreens and go to the nicer section of the cards, because you know there's the normal cards,
yeah,
and then there's the nicer section where the cards are actually in wrapping, like plastic wrapping.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to buy one of those. The cards are like $12. You got to buy one of those. Now, you're single, you're going by yourself, it's an X. I'm guessing you're going to have to put at least $75 cash in the card.
I would say more, because this is a city wedding. Like, listen, to think that people are pulling off weddings for less than $100 a plate anymore...
I don't know.
Yeah, but he also is an ex. He doesn't really know her.
He's coming by himself.
I'd say.
Yeah, but the common courtesy is to try to cover the cost for the couple.
Yeah.
75 to 100 cash right in the card, but you got to write something. So you got to write something nice, like remind her of when you guys dated or something.
It was fun.
It was fun, yeah.
It was fun.
It's like, this is like in
Hags.
This is like Meet the Parents when like he goes over to Owen Wilson's house and he's got all the pictures of he and the fiance together, like skydiving together and skiing in Vail. He's like, ooh, good times.
You can watch us on Twitch.
He was a tomcat.
Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Chris is getting killed for saying $75. Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking for someone who's 24 going to a wedding by themselves.
Yeah, but I do. I think you've got to consider. You got to consider the cost. Like, you're not doing a wedding in the city for less than $100.
Let me pull up. There's a website for this. Let me pull this up. This might help us out a little bit here.
I'm going to go to Dave in Desplaines. What's up, Dave? Give him a tip.
Hey, so this is a tip for the drinks. Mm-hmm. A lot of times during the dinner, they shut the bars down.
Yeah.
So during cocktail hour, what you need to do is just order two drinks every time, drop one off at your table. So then during dinner, you know, those usually like bottles of wine on the table for dinner. If you don't like wine, then you can sit there and have an extra drink or two or three or four just all stocked up right at the table.
It's a good tip, but that's a veteran tip, Dave. See, he might not know that the bar will shut down.
Yeah, they close the bar during speeches and stuff.
Tyler, also, because I ran into this problem last weekend, make sure that you bring at least like $10 in singles.
Yeah.
For the bar
for
people.
Tips.
Yeah.
Good call.
Always have some Finskies and some singles on you. Michael's in Barrington. Go ahead, Michael.
Hello, Mike. Hope you guys are having a good day.
We are.
I actually went to school and got married up in Wilds neighborhood at Lake Forest Academy. And the entrance to the major hall, I had bagpipers, and we had a second balcony seeing everyone come in, and suddenly my ex-wife's family shows up.
Whoa.
And my parents and my fire department buddies from Barrington couldn't believe what's going on. Like, I was friends with them. They had a great time, got a great gift, and it was a fun time had by all.
So your ex-wife's family was there because they were friends with the bride, the new bride's family?
No, they were friends with mine.
Oh, now, so they were there to be with your family. I got you.
He invited the ex's family.
Wow.
But they became very good friends with my wife.
Okay.
And we've been married for over 28 years.
Well, that's beautiful then. Nice. All right. So Michael's got an example of where it worked out just fine.
Yeah.
Not much of a tip for Tyler, but Nice call.
I appreciate that he's sharing the story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's Andrew in Naperville. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's up, boys? I co-signed with Dave a couple of calls ago with, you know, take advantage of that bar, but do not be the drunkest girl at the party.
No. Noted. Where do I want to be hitting in the batting order of drunkenness among people?
You can be second.
I can be second.
No one will remember that.
Well, so the problem is this is an ex, and once you get drunk, the feelings start coming out, and you don't want to be like Drake at the wedding.
Be careful.
And you don't want to be causing some feels. Yeah.
Yeah. Andrew, that's a good point. Like, don't be the drunkest.
Tyler, catch flights, not feels, man.
Yeah, I would say drink until you're good and buzzed, and then drink like a little bit
mixing
more.
Mixing a water?
Yeah, mixing a couple waters, that kind of thing.
That's the drunkest, you and your buddies are going to be making fun of him for that for like the next 15 years.
That was me on Friday.
You don't be that guy.
I was the drunkest on Friday.
Were you?
I was hammered on Friday.
He walked by me. I wasn't even in a conversation. He walked by. He's like, I'm not.
It was at a brewery. Okay?
What happened to you?
It was great. It was so much fun. It wasn't like a rehearsal dinner. It was just like a gathering for people that were there. I wasn't. And they had the beer on like a chalkboard.
When he's like, you need dinner. You go, I don't need dinner.
And I was drinking beer and they didn't have the percentages on there.
Man.
So I was just drinking what I like to drink. And I must have had whatever the highest percentage was. And
8%.
Yeah. And
hammered.
I had like four or five of them and was like, oh, I stood up and at one point went, oh, no.
You should eat. I don't need dinner.
I did need dinner. I had a gigantic burrito.
Dinner. Troy's in California. What's up, Troy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, anyways, just touching up on the ex situation here that you guys were talking about. I actually was the best man for the same guy's wedding, my best friend, twice, and I had been with both of the girls before then.
Okay. Well, how does this guy call you the best friend? I mean, how does that happen?
He was testing the water, right?
Yeah, he's a test driver.
Yeah, he's going out
crazy.
The thing you know, sometimes that's just how it works out. I mean, it was pretty crazy. I mean, me and him still talk to this day. I mean, he's still my best friend. I'm friends with, they're both actually ex-wives of his now. Probably for good reason.
Well, yeah. I can't say I'm shocked, Troy.
Can you imagine if I would have married the girl that we switched?
I mean...
Oh, that would have been terrible.
Right?
He went on like 3 dates with a girl.
No,
and was like,
I wouldn't even say that 3 dates. Yeah, we hung out a couple of times. Yeah,
and was like, I was like, that's not working out.
She was more your style.
Yeah, she was more my style. And he was like, you want? And I was like, you don't care? And
he's guys
like,
a little switch?
I don't care.
Yeah, well, yeah.
A little spring trading right there.
Yeah,
I go to work. I go to work. I come back from work and boom, hanging out on the couch. She's like, no problem.
You guys are the original spring trading?
That's great. This is fantastic. I didn't even have to have the conversation of like we shouldn't see each other. It was great. It was just
like, you want to hang out with Adam? She was like, yeah,
sure.
Let's go to
he smokes.
We got a lot of calls on this. Everybody's got tips. Al's in Forest Park. What's up, Al?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. Sure. So I got a tip for Tyler to either do or not do, depending on how he feels. A few years back, Kanye West and Ray J were feuding over Kim Kardashian, and Ray J recorded the song I Hit It First.
Oh.
So he may not want to, request that song, during dance time, or maybe request it.
That's good.
That to the DJ. I hit it first.
Yeah.
All right. I can, Tyler. You think you'll pull that move? Will you walk up and request I hit it first?
We'll see how much I drink that night. That might be a game time call.
Do you think any feelings will come back for this?
No.
No.
Okay. No.
Long gone.
No. Yeah.
All right.
Are you gonna dance? Are you gonna request a dance with her?
Pretty emphatic. No. I'm going to take Tyler for his word.
What's up? Wait, what
are you going to request a dance with her?
No, he's
probably not. No.
And now the father daughter dance, and now the first ex dance.
I mean, yeah, you can.
And the second ex dance, and the third ex dance.
The amazing thing that there's multiple guys there.
That's hilarious.
Joe's in Hoover Glen. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So, to kind of go along with the whole drinks tip about stockpiling drinks. If you're into the hors d'oeuvres like me, you find out where they're coming out from the kitchen door.
Strong.
That's where you park your butt, and you get first and last dibs on the hors d'oeuvres. So.
Strong move, Joe. That should not be taken lightly. Like, find out the traffic pattern of where the people serving the hors d'oeuvres are coming in and out of.
Bread is your friend.
Yeah. And bread's your friend.
Bread is your friend.
All right, noted. Yeah.
Bread is your friend.
Bread and butter.
At one point, I don't know if it's the kind of wedding where they'll have like a late night snack, but if you do like a slider thing at the end, go right for those. Mm-hmm. Those will soak up all that extra alcohol.
Do you see what my wife did on Saturday night at the wedding? She made friends with one of the server girls.
It was awesome.
And so the food that she won, they were serving these really good quesadillas in appetizer hour.
Yeah.
And they were done.
Veteran move.
The girl went back, brought out a plate for my wife of quesadillas.
Veteran move.
You know what they had? Brilliant. They had glass noodles in a little takeout box.
Yeah, it was
so good.
Love
it was
very cute.
It was so good.
It was so good.
Very cute. Zyurko did that, I think, at Zetterman's wedding. He found where the sushi was coming. He made friends with the woman who was bringing the sushi.
Yeah.
She brought sushi all night.
That's a veteran move.
Yeah. Better be taking all this to heart, Tyler. We'll grab some more of your phone calls.
We'll do a short Waddles World. There's no sports going on. The White Sox are bad. The Cubs won.
Tips for Tyler.
It has started to rain pretty hard down here.
Has.
We were expecting this. If we get word that the White Sox and Red Sox are going to be canceled, we'll be off at 6, and there'll be some NBA on for you later tonight. But as is scheduled for now, we're going all the way till 6:30 into Connor's pregame. I had a game two between the White Sox and the Red Sox tonight on the South side. We'll do a quick Waddles World and then more of your tips for Tyler as he's going to his first ever adult wedding this weekend. And it just happens to be an ex. Wow. It's Carmen and Black and Abdallah in for Waddle and Sylvie. We'll be right back.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
We'll grab a few more of your phone calls, your tips for Tyler. We got to do Waddles World.
I got Waddles World stories. Listen, it's always brought to you by Wintrust Community Bank, Chicago's banks. To find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank, visit wintrust.com/findus. Member FDIC. So there are some good stories here.
Tom Waddle, he's not fast. He can't jump, but he gets open.
9 touchdowns. 10.
I like the conversation earlier today between Yerk and Waddle, who had the better career. got to remember, Yurko played like 110 games or something in the NFL.
I love Waddle.
Played a long time, man.
I love Waddle.
I know.
Were they comparing sacks to touchdowns?
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, and I don't want to take anything away from Waddle. Believe me, I love Tommy. I mean, and I loved him as a Bear, and he's a super athlete. But, like, you talk to the guys that played with Yurko, the coaches especially.
Yeah.
They're like, don't make any mistake. Like, he was a pretty damn good football player. I mean, Ian Somerhalder was, we were joking how smitten I was with Ian. He was smitten with Yurko.
Oh, yeah.
And when he found out Yurko played 10 years in the league, like, and that he went to high school, went to college with Sean Payton because he's such a big Saints fan, he was like, he wanted all the Yurko stories off the air that he could get. He was totally into learning about Yurko's playing career. It was pretty good.
He was fantastic yesterday, too.
He was really good.
Yeah. He was.
I needed to ask more lost questions. Abdallah's right. I told him that when they come back in the fall, because they're going to come back, I think, to do another branding tour when they release their Foolproof, their cast strength, which is really good, by the way. I think they might come back, and I told him we'll do a we'll podcast with him a little bit. We'll do more like pop culture stuff and his career, and you know, with you, like we got to get in the studio and do it.
They've got to be. He's got to be sick of it, right?
He probably is, but like we should do that if he comes back, and he seemed up for it. So.
Because I don't like my questions aren't about the show itself. Like I don't need to know, like, why was there a panda bear on the island?
Right.
Like I don't need to know that stuff. Like I'm more curious about like the process of the show.
Yeah.
And how much that's changed now, and how like he made a show where they were making 30 episodes a season, and there's like 150 episodes of Lost
filming in Hawaii.
Yeah, filming in Hawaii, and then like they were just told to, like, if you know anything about the story of Lost, like they were just told to keep writing because he was making so much money.
Right.
Yeah. So Damon Lindelof was just like, I just have to keep writing. Okay, we're going to time travel, I guess. And, like, had no idea what to do and just kept writing. And it was also the first show where they were paying attention, where, like, message boards were a thing.
Right.
So he was paying attention to the message boards and, like, going off of fan reaction.
It's a great call.
Three or four people wouldn't like something, and he would change it.
Well, that's why the era that we're in now with all the streaming giants putting out content and basically not having consequences of having to run things on live broadcast,
right,
changes like that show Lost now on a streamer would be totally different because of what Abdallah is saying is like they reacted in real time to try and engage the audience and to make the audience happy, where today the Netflix will put out Stranger Things and that'll be done.
Yeah,
but when you have to run an episode every week for 30 weeks on broadcast air, it's a different kind of vibe. It's a different...
whole different animal.
Yeah.
The message board thing is a great call. Like, I can remember being on those, like, what do the numbers mean? What do people on the message boards think that the numbers mean?
Well, and fun. Like, remember that the younger, not him and his sister, but there was that younger...
The Hatch? Wasn't there a big...
Well, no, there was, there was that, but like Paolo and I forget her name. She played an actress on Lost, and they ended up killing them off.
Yeah,
but they weren't really dead, and it was because people didn't like them.
That's amazing.
People didn't like their characters, and so he killed them off.
That's so great. So hopefully, Ian comes back in the fall, and we can do a podcast with him. All right, let's get some Waddle's World stories, then we'll take some more calls for time.
All right, Waddle's World, like I said, brought to you by Wintrust Community Bank. Chicago's
what do you got?
Bank.
You got something good there, Abdallah?
I do. So here's an old penis plant story that he left for you. So
please don't pluck the penis plant.
Is this all big? Right. Is this big in your neck of the? We live in the city, Carmen. So I want to know. Right. I've heard that pickleball is the rage.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Don't even get me started.
Huge deal.
This is Philadelphia. Hello. Local community fed up with noise from nearby pickleball court. Pickleball, seemingly innocuous paddleball sport, has exploded in the popularity over the recent years, and people who live across the street from the pickleball courts in Chestnut Hill are upset with the constant popping of balls being hit.
Dude.
No offense. Or, you know what I mean.
Maybe some.
Yeah. And so, 8 to 9 months a year, you can't open your windows because the racket, pun intended, is too loud, is what they're saying.
Luckily, I don't live by one of the courts, but is it a big thing? I do live, I'm a middle-aged man with kids. We don't have much, let's face it. that aren't our kids, and outside of work and kids, and like this pick, I don't play, but this pickleball thing is real.
Yeah,
I'd say there's probably a good 20 or so, at least that I know of, even like dads in my neighborhood, guys that I'm friends with that are obsessed.
That's crazy.
They have multiple paddles and bags, and you know that they carry these paddles around, and they play like four nights a week. And their wives.
It was what we played in gym when it was raining.
All they play.
Like we couldn't go outside, so we played pickleball.
Pickleball was the best gym unit too. One of the best.
I was awesome.
Pickleball and badminton.
it's become more of an obsession than golf for a lot of these guys. I don't get it. I've never played. Maybe I'd fall in love. I got a few guys who are always like, you got to come play with us.
You got to come, Carmen. It just seems like you're going to tear an ACL.
Come on,
I don't want to. I mean,
you got to play.
I'm telling you, it is all the rage out there. So.
You know that guy.
Oh, yeah.
That guy's
there's
always
a,
there.
There's a bunch of them. You got to come play pickleball with us.
Here's another one. Jimi Hendrix's penis cast to be displayed in Iceland's penis museum. I'm actually going to Iceland next week. Maybe I'll stop by the penis museum.
Is it in Reykjavik?
It is in Reykjavik. A plaster cast of Jimi Hendrix's penis is to be unveiled at the Icelandic Phallological Museum in downtown Reykjavik.
Wow.
The artifact was donated by the late Cynthia Albatron, otherwise known as Cynthia Plastercaster.
What do you think that's worth? Jimi Hendrix's member.
I don't know.
What does it have?
So she was a groupie named Cynthia Plastercaster, who gained fame for plaster work of iconic rock stars.
It's Band-Aid, not groupie.
Band-Aid, that's funny.
Former groupie is what it says right here. Former groupie.
So she's got a bunch of casts.
She's got
like,
Jello Biafra from the Dead Kennedys, Pete Shelley from the Buzzcocks, pun intended. Television's Richard Lloyd and MC5's Wayne Kramer. A bunch of people from new bands, too. Stereolab is in here. I guess it's not really a newer band. But Jimi Hendrix was Albatron's first ever celebrity client.
Wow.
He was really laid back, relaxed, very quiet in the mold.
Does it have to be, to get into the Hall of Fame, I would imagine it has to be quite a prolific and prodigious member?
Well, I mean, it's Jimi Hendrix's, though.
A lot of length.
I feel like, if you're comfortable in the mold, you got to have a lot of length. Right?
I feel like either way, if you're Jimi Hendrix, you're getting in. Yeah, you're getting in, right? Mm. Literally.
No pun intended. Pun intended.
Pun intended.
Literally and figuratively. All right. Are you really going to go to that?
No, I don't have time.
All right.
I wish I did.
Would be That'd one be thing great. To check off the box, I guess, on the tour of Reykjavik. Let's go to the penis.
I don't know if we'll have time to fit it in.
Take some pictures.
I found a body stuffed under a bush in the woods, only for police to discover it was a dumped sex doll. This is a common occurrence in Waddle's world, as I used to find the stories as well, now that Tyler's doing it. And a lot of times people will think it's a body. It's not. It's a sex doll. A family phoned the police in terror after finding a suspected murder victim in the woods.
Good looking sex doll. It's gotta be real.
In Cornwall. They dialed 999, so this is obviously not here.
Who dumps their sex doll in the woods? Do you think like he was using it and got scared because somebody came along and it just ran away?
What are you going to do with it? Do they have recycling units for the sex dolls?
I don't know. That's a good question.
They had seen someone lying motionless, naked, face down in a bush. The officers on the end of the phone were taking it very seriously. They wanted him to stay around, and when they got there, guess what?
I gotta be honest. If I ever have to turn to a sex doll, guys, just put me out of my misery. I'm sorry. I don't want to insult anybody else. Maybe you've tried it. I don't know, but it's just, I don't think I could even muster up the effort. I mean, like, it'd be like, really? This is what it's come to?
I'm picturing you alone in a diner, looking at one cup of coffee in front of you, and you're just looking down at the coffee in the cups, thinking to yourself, all right, I guess I'm going to do a sex doll.
Can you imagine? But I don't know if I could. I don't know if once it came time to actually. I don't know.
You
that
ask
I could.
Flo for the check, and then you go home to the doll. No. You have to buy the doll dinner before.
I hope not. No. Now virtual someday, like what they're talking about with the VR. Would I be maybe slightly intrigued?
What's the difference?
Okay,
I don't know.
I don't think there's a
doll. Actually like a piece of plastic lying there, and I'm supposed to.
Have you seen the latest dolls? They're very lifelike.
Are they?
Yeah, they're pretty lifelike.
How do you know?
The VR thing, maybe.
Have you hosted our show before?
Yeah, I've hosted our show. I've seen the robots, but I haven't seen that part of the robot.
They're just robots with the flesh on them. That's all
AI.
They are.
That's interesting. Like, what was that movie? What was the movie? What's his name? Who's AI. The great actor? Not AI. The one where
iRobot.
I know what you're talking about. It came out a few years ago, like 2016.
Machina,
yeah.
Ex Machina. Yeah.
Oh, Ex Machina.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was that good. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, have you seen Lars and the Real Girl?
No.
Yeah, Lars and the Real Girl is, what's his face? Baby Goose.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling.
Baby Goose.
No, not Baby Goose.
Baby Goose from the movie.
No. Baby Goose, Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
And he's with a doll and takes her around. And yeah,
the dude, Ex Machina was awesome. Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Why am I blanking on that actor's name? He's great.
It's,
I love him.
He's in the Moon Knight.
He's in Star Wars.
Disney's Moon Knight, isn't he?
Yeah, he's in Star Wars. What's his name?
Someone's on Twitch screaming it
people
right
know.
Now.
Yeah, people know. He's
the Marvel
great.
People know.
That movie
it's
is
not even Marvel
so
people.
Good.
Is it yeah,
good?
It is. Isn't it a Marvel
now
show?
He is,
Moon Knight?
He was also in Star Wars.
Oscar Isaac. That's a Marvel show.
There it is.
What do you mean it's not a Marvel show?
Now it is.
It's a Marvel show.
Well, no, not Star Wars.
Moon Knight.
Oh, Moon Knight. Yes, correct. Sorry,
Moon Knight.
That is. Yeah. That's Marvel.
Yeah, no, Star Wars isn't.
No, mm-hmm. but they're all part of the same. They're all company, part of the though. Disney family.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
Disney Plus for you.
Everything is moving online now, guys. You know, like a lot of people are remote. A lot of people are doing things online, e-learning, working, all that good stuff.
Sure.
A university in Shanghai has sparked ridicule after it moved its mandatory swimming test online. The university in Shanghai sparked ridicule after testing its students online in response to the city's COVID outbreaks.
Someone get on the floor and do backstroke?
Like, students had to complete a 50-meter swimming test before graduating, could do so online from home.
That's awesome. What, in the bathtub? I mean, how?
There's a picture, and there's someone just on their bed. Phenomenal. Like, you can see them in a freestyle.
Phenomenal.
To pass the swimming requirement this year, students must fill out an online basic theory of swimming tests by May 29th. Are students supposed to swim in the pool? A person asks. So no, yeah, you just do it on your bed.
Fabulous.
Yeah,
do it on your bed.
Isn't that crawling?
Yes.
Not
yes.
Waterbed. Swimming on the ground. Isn't that crawling?
Isn't that crawling? Yeah.
Maybe on a waterbed.
Yeah. It could be.
Do they still make waterbeds?
Yeah.
I don't think so. But I just watched the movie Licorice Pizza, and there's a lot of waterbed conversation in that film.
It's when I was a kid, man, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, even in the '80s, like when I was a kid, everybody wanted a waterbed.
Yeah.
And your friend that had one.
Yeah.
Like I had at least maybe two friends that had a waterbed, and we were so envious.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you've got a waterbed.
I couldn't imagine now having one.
Couldn't imagine. The whole idea of it is preposterous.
Yeah, it is.
Completely preposterous.
Absolutely.
And we thought it was like and Sean Jones's brother had one, and we were like, oh,
he's so cool.
Sean, your brother's so cool. He's got a waterbed.
They're like $600 on Wayfair.
Unbelievable.
That's it.
All right,
should we get one for the office upstairs?
How great would that
think
be?
Think Zerman will let us get a waterbed for us?
Zerman, we're buying a waterbed. I'm expensing
We've
it.
We've got like community rooms everywhere up there. Let's put a waterbed up there.
Why not?
That Kelly would mind. 312-332-ESPN. We'll grab some more calls for Tyler coming up, and then we've got the hot dog challenge. That sounds weird, but it's really
not
dirty.
That does sound weird.
It's clean, I promise, at 4. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000, and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
I'm going to grab a few more calls here, and then we'll wrap the advice for Tyler as he goes to his first adult wedding. We're going to do the hot dog challenge, the vegan hot dog versus a regular Portillo's hot dog, too, at 4. I want to talk to you guys about Zach Levine. I heard you talking about it last night. Zach's in the news a lot right now, but there's like some interesting theories about why that is. His powerhouse management company, you know, slash agent could have something to do with that. We'll discuss that during the 4 o'clock hour. It was weird. It was pouring here. Now the sun's back out. So
we
don't know what's going on with White Sox, Red Sox. We're waiting and seeing like you guys. Connor McKnight will talk Sox with us at 5:30, pregame at 6:30. We're going to stay until then in the Waddle and Sylvie time slot. It's Carmen, Black, and Abdallah. Let's go to Mike in Logan Square. Hey, Mike.
Hey, yeah, so I never give cash in a wedding anymore, and it's because about 10 years ago, I put a bunch of cash in the card and put it in, like, the little Dropbox they got, and I get a call the next day, and my buddy saying, hey, yeah, somebody stole the card box, so they didn't get any of that money, they never recovered it, nothing like that.
That's brutal. Somebody actually stole the card box. Can you imagine?
That's not fun.
It's, Mike, thanks. So Mike's advice is write a check instead of giving cash. It's like Goodfellas and The Godfather. There's references to would you dare steal the bag? And, of course, not at a mafia wedding. You
That's what we wanted to do. When we got married, when my wife and I got married, we wanted the registry to just be a link to that scene where they're just putting it into the pillowcase.
That's a very Italian thing.
They're putting it right into the pillowcase. Well, listen, the Arabs are a cash-based society as well. Like, that's all we... Like, I got an envelope from my cousin, and I knew who it was from because he handed it to me. There was no card, and my name... And his name was on the front of it.
What is that?
So I knew it was from him.
So you knew it was from
him? It said Muhammad, and it was just an envelope full of cash.
All right.
I was like, all right.
That works.
And you knew,
it's green, right?
I knew it was green. I knew it was from, and I knew it was for because he handed it to me.
All right. Jay's in L.A. What up, Jay?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
Good. So I was going to say the biggest thing I learned with weddings, I tell Tyler, is it's the you got to figure out how to run the how to manage the bar. Is it a cash bar? Is it an open bar? You know, you got to have money for that.
Well, you got to have money for that. And sometimes people feel like they should adjust what they give if it is a cash bar. That's an interesting tip. I mean, I'm assuming open bar, Tyler. Do you
I
know?
Would guess so. Yeah,
probably an open bar. Yeah, yeah. Cash bar weddings can be a little tough. Like, it's kind of a letdown, right? You're like, oh, wow.
Kind, of, like you at
kind
least,
of a letdown?
You at least have to do beer and wine are free.
Yeah.
At least beer and wine are
no
free.
No cocktails for you?
No, I'm saying if you have to do a cash bar.
Yeah.
If you have, because I've been to both. I've been to cash bar. I've been to cash bar where beer
and
wine is free.
We've all been to both. You don't want to be at one of them, though.
No, you don't.
I've been to the worst. I've been to a dry wedding.
Whoa.
Dude, let me tell you.
Why did you go?
Because my girlfriend at the time's cousin was getting married.
Wow, I got to say, religious. I've never been to a dry wedding.
Ex-girlfriend.
Ex-girlfriend.
Your ex-girlfriend.
I said girlfriend at the time.
Okay.
It's the same thing.
She's your ex. And the reason is she took you to a dry wedding.
She took me to a dry... It's okay. Her
was the family religious or something? Yeah. Or was there an alcoholic in the family?
No, they're very religious, but her sister brought a flask, so...
Wow. All right. Yeah. That's hardcore, man. Yeah. Can you imagine?
What kind of...
Listen to us. We're such degenerates. What kind of celebration could you have without alcohol?
How dare you? Get toasted at your wedding.
It's a wedding. What are we doing?
It's unbelievable. Scott's in Lincoln Park. What's up, Scott?
Hey, fellas. How we doing?
We're good, man.
So, yeah, Tyler. I'm 31, so I'm a veteran of the wedding game right now, just like these fellas, right in the prime.
Sure.
So I got a little break there for COVID, but been stacked up here. And one thing I just started thinking about recently, I'm actually getting married in August. And I know that you're not thinking about this. You're younger, but I started realizing, hey, when I'm going to these weddings, if this is somebody I'm inviting to my wedding, I'm going to pump up that cash a little bit because people write that down. They remember, and it's going to come back to you in the end. So you're young. You're not thinking about it, but put that one in the back pocket for yourself.
Excellent. So you're saying tip. Pay it forward here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Scotty, excellent.
Smart. You just got to hope.
If you think you're going to invite them, give them a nice gift.
Well, here's the thing, okay? Am I now obligated to invite her?
No,
I would say no.
Well,
no you're not.
Okay.
No,
if
you're
you,
not.
If you were currently with someone that you were going to marry and your wedding was coming up in the next couple years, maybe?
No.
Maybe?
No.
Like, would she find out that you didn't invite her to the wedding?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, Facebook, social media now.
Instagram. You get you guys on your TikTok.
But
somewhere.
You don't have to. No, you invite who you want to invite.
That's fair.
Yeah, you don't have to. I agree with that. Tony's in Skokie. Go, Tony.
Hey, first of all, it's Nikki and Paolo from Law.
Close.
Nikki and Paolo. I said Paolo.
He did say Paolo, but yeah, good
Nikki.
Call.
Yeah. So I used to work for a catering company when I first moved to the city, and we did a lot of weddings. And I will say that the guy who came single that tipped us a 20 at the bar for his first drink got served first all night. Mm-hmm. And then also the girls noticed that he was getting served first.
Yeah, you got to make sure everybody at the bar knows that, though. I've done that before, too, Tony. I've done it both ways, where you just keep giving singles, and then you kind of show, hey, here, take care of us tonight, and put the 20 in there.
Yeah.
You could do that move, Tyler. But make sure the bartender kind of acknowledges. You don't want to do it in a flashy way, but like, we're going to take care of you.
I did that
here
at the wedding this weekend, and the guy definitely noticed and took care of me the rest of the night.
Put a 20.
So 20 smart.
Get the bartender to notice, but make sure that some girls are around you when you pull that move.
Oh, yeah,
too.
Show the baller move.
Don't be the only guy up there and then pull that move, because then you're only pulling it for yourself.
ESPN 1000 Tyler Rocky is leaving a 20 here.
Hey, look at me. Here we go.
Here's my 20. Ryan's in Gurnee. Ryan's got an interesting suggestion. Go ahead, Ryan.
Oh, hey, guys. Great show.
Thanks.
Yeah, everyone's making great points about, it's exciting going to the wedding. a girl like this, that's dating one friend and dating the other, that's always on her. Not really the kind of girl you want to walk to a relationship, which means she's only inviting you guys so she can see your face when you see how great she looks.
Oh.
So she can, tell your...
Is this a revenge invite?
Boy, you think she's showing off, man?
Yeah, and she wants to go to your wife or girlfriend or whoever you hook up with. I was there first. There's this old song you can play. And then the only thing you can do, and I'm not saying don't go to the hotel, but you got a no-show. Like, you got a no-show the wedding. You got a no-show the reception. There's a place where a gentleman can go and spend that cash.
That's cold, man. Ryan, I don't know.
I don't know if Ryan's married, because if you no-show my wedding, I still got to pay for that food.
Well, that's exactly right. That's a cold move.
Yeah.
Is the guy super successful? Like, do you think she's inviting
him? They're both... Both like in med school.
Did he go to Syracuse?
No.
Oh, well,
so you think she's showing off a little, or is she just genuinely?
No, I don't think she is.
Nice. All right. Mm-hmm. One more here real quick. Mike in Bridgeport. Mike, go. Quick.
Hey, guys. First off, Tyler, a lot of these weddings are cash grabs, dude. Don't stress about the gift. Second of all, I got invited to a wedding by my fraternity brother a number of years ago. He called me night before, was like, dude, I need to fill in as a groomsman. And I'd actually been with his fiance a few years prior. We made eye contact during the ceremony. I kind of gave her a wink and a nod, and it was just kind of all
Mike, you're the best. Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. A wink and a nod. Hey, don't What's forget up? About night together, honey.
What's up?
Oh, my God.
Think of me later.
It lasted 3 minutes, but it was good.
Think of me later.
Vegan versus real beef coming up next. And could Zach actually leave the Bulls for nothing? We'll discuss it all during the 4 o'clock hour. We'll be right back.